This broadcast is provided by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
So China's got a bunch of big moves hitting at the same time today.
Same week, both Xiaomi and Moonshot dropped coding tools one after another. Xiaomi's MiMo Code is an open source coding agent. They announced in their own benchmarks that it outperformed Claude Code. Moonshot released their K2.7 code model and a desktop agent called KimiWork on June 12th, both at the same time. It signals that the battlefield's moved beyond model performance feuds into the actual tools developers use every single day.
So robotics and semiconductors are getting tight together with US-China tensions too, huh?
Shenzhen humanoid robot company Engine AI confidentially filed for a Hong Kong IPO on June 12th, with a valuation around 10 billion yuan. That's about 2 trillion won. Meanwhile, on the U.S. side, Senator Cotton, who chairs the Intelligence Committee, asked the Justice Department around the same time to investigate alleged Chinese disinformation operations under FARA. Today, we're going to break down these five threads: models, robotics, semiconductors, telecom, and policy, in that order, and wrap up with a checklist that Korean companies should watch for tomorrow.